We hear from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 42. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights, I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands shall wait for his law. And these are your words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, a quiet voice for divine justice, not the world's justice. A quiet voice that will not be silenced. A quiet power that will shake the earth. This is the work of the servant of the Lord, the one Isaiah was blessed to foresee and of whom he tells us. This servant cares for sinners, for those whose faith is so weak that it can hardly be seen. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. Jesus did not come to bring oppression to those who are burdened. He did not come to press down even harder on those who are near the breaking point. He came to bring sight to the blind, not to plunge them into greater darkness. He came to free prisoners, not to prolong their jail sentences. We need to understand that the work of Jesus described here in Isaiah is not the work of a social reformer, not the work of a politician. The words and works of the servant of the Lord, Jesus, are often co-opted by those who see in him only a figure to be used to promote a way of achieving what they believe society should be, some utopia of their own imagination. The work of Jesus is not something that is the epitome of human, worldly dreams. His work is in stark contrast to what we humans consider power, glory, or victory. A century ago, actually just short of 4 days of a century, much of the world saw what they hoped to be the end to what they would call the war to end all wars. Ah, what human power achieved with modern weapons at its disposal. Machine guns mowed down soldiers by the thousands, artillery with either high explosive or poison gas shells maimed and smashed countless human bodies. From August 1914 until November 11th, 1918, millions of people died as nation fought nation, using a generation of young men's lives to achieve what? Nothing more than a 2-decade reprieve of bloodshed. And yet even that 2-decade reprieve really was no reprieve of bloodshed. Wars were still fought in that 20-year gap between the world wars, just not on quite the same grand scale. Into this turmoil of war, of misery that has continued ever since Cain murdered his little brother Abel, what does Isaiah proclaim? He tells us about a servant. Through the prophetic voice, God declared, "My servant will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, smoking flax he will not quench." God sees all the destruction which we inflict on each other. He sees the blood sacrifices of babies still in their mother's wombs. He sees the poor and oppressed. He sees the casualties of war. He hears the cries of hatred, the lies and slander. And he sees the cause behind it all: our sin, our idolatry, our rebellion. And to this, God responds with the quiet voice of the gospel. The good news that our ways of doing things, our human presumptions, our prideful opinions and plans are nothing. And contrary to them, he has delivered to us a servant who does more than we can imagine, more than our powers, our weapons, our slogans. God will bring forth a justice that amazes us. It is the justice of the God who pays for us, who suffers for us, who dies for us. It is a quiet victory where the casualty is Jesus. And by that sacrifice, justice is brought forth. But we don't like this way of justice. Many, therefore, reject it. Too weak, too stupid. That's how this way of God strikes us. And why is that? Because Jesus, this servant of the Lord, is about spiritual life, about teaching and learning theology, about becoming a child of God, about sin and forgiveness bought by his blood. These are not topics understood or addressed by our society at large. Not that that should be surprising, but we need to keep recognizing that. Our task as those who gather around God's word is to hear Jesus for who he's revealed to be. The term justice is used here in Isaiah in the way of theology, not sociology, not politics. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth. This is about the justice as the work of God, bringing about justification through faith in this servant of the Lord, Jesus Christ. It is not about equal pay for equal work. It is not about fixing discrimination. It is not about no taxation without representation. Those are all things of the world. They are not of the kingdom of God, the Christian church properly speaking. I've quoted part of this text several times already, a passage that points us in the direction of Jesus' servanthood, the direction he actually is going. It's a passage about how Jesus deals with those in trouble, with those of weak faith, with those who are on the verge of breaking down, with you and me and all our brothers and sisters in this tragic human race. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. Jesus does not desire that we be snuffed out, but rather to be cared for, protected, and fueled with that which will cause us to shine forth. Jesus speaks words of comfort and care to such weak ones. Come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. He receives sinners. This message is one much needed in the chaotic world in which we live. We need this quiet message of hope, of charity, and of gentleness dedicated to protecting what is so weak. Isaiah's words still bring this message today to this world, to you and me. It is the message of the servant of the Lord, Jesus Christ, that enfolds and protects you, that shelters you from the hurricane force winds that want to blow you away. In Christ, that little flame keeps burning. In Christ, the bruised reed is made strong. That's what faith in Jesus means. He came to serve so that you are secure in his love, his grace, his mercy, all for you. Rest well in your Savior's care. Amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may rise. And let us join in our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.